Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Minnie and Pella will soon be talking about faith, family, and football. Let's go in-depth with Pella Christian football coach Rich Kakmarinski, Pella football coach Jay McKinstry, and Christy Leonard with Central College. So what did Ed Thomas mean to you? What still does he mean to you?
Coach Thomas was, I had the opportunity to play for him in the Shrine football game in 1982. And I played defensive back in that game, and he was my position coach. And that's where I first got to meet him. And I really enjoyed him back then, even as a 18-year-old boy, just finishing high school, getting ready to go to college and playing in the Shrine game. And I could tell that he's a great man of character and a high-quality person and just a guy I would like to have played for, you know. And it's interesting as I then went on to college and then through coming out of college, coaching down at Oskie for a year and then coaching at Central College here for 3 years, the opportunity to coach Coach Thomas's brother, Greg Thomas, was one of the quarterbacks here, actually, when Coach Kakmarinski here was playing for Central. So I got to stay in touch with, you know, got to meet his brother, Greg, and actually talked to Coach Thomas a few times in that time, just getting the chance to coach his brother. And so I felt real, real blessed to get to be around him. And then as we started to progress and becoming the head football coach at Pella, when Matt Shelton and I took over as co-head coaches, we certainly called Coach Thomas up and said, would you be willing to help us out and trying to develop the philosophy that we wanted to incorporate in our football program? And he shared a lot of stuff with us back then, and certainly till today, we still do many things that Coach Thomas talked to us about, and we're just thankful that I'm just grateful I had the opportunity to get to know him, and he's willing to give his time to help us out.
And how about you, Rich? Did you know him? And well, you did, didn't you?
I did. As Jay mentioned, I really got to know Ed first through his brother Greg. So Greg and I were contemporaries here at Central. Greg played quarterback. I played running back. So we did run mesh every day together. Back in those days, we were running an offense called the Veer, which meant we spent about 15 minutes a day just doing nothing but Veer, which was great. And Greg is just a great, great person. And in fact, I had the opportunity this summer to coach in the Shrine game. And Greg, I was on the South staff, and Greg was the head coach of the North this year. So that was kind of old Lang Syne a little bit, getting back to the Shrine game and Jay's experience. So I got to know Ed through Greg, and then he's always someone that I looked up to. Ed actually was a William Penn graduate, but we always looked at him as kind of an adopted Central guy because him and Coach Skipper just were kindred spirits. They were kind of cut from the same cloth, high-quality guys interested in using football and education to develop young men. So every spring, Coach Skipper would have his clinic, his spring football clinic here at Central, and Ed would come down and spend the whole weekend with us. His mom still was living, and she lived over in Watchier, and he'd swing by and visit his mom. But there were many weekends that Ed would sleep on the couch down in the Kuiper Fieldhouse in between football sessions in the spring. So he was around March, or I can't remember. And we'd sit up and talk football. And of course, I grew up with Ed being a household name in Iowa as far as high school football coaching is concerned. And then when I got into coaching, you know, Ed was one of those guys that I kind of looked to I had Coach Skipper as a mentor, but Ed was a guy that I looked to. And then when I came back to Pella Christian in 2008, I had hoped that we actually would get to play Ed in the playoffs. We were both 1A, and we both had undefeated teams at the time. And we both got beat in the same night. We got beat by Prairie Gowrie, and they got beat by Emmitsburg in 2008. Otherwise, we were to play each other the next round. And so that was to my regret because I wanted to have a chance to play at least one time. But that, I obviously get to know him through Greg, through Central, through Coach Skipper, and through high school football.
More in depth after this. We'll be right back. I continued my conversation with Pella Christian football coach Rich Kakmarinski, Pella football coach Jay McKinstry, and Christy Leonard with Central College. Well, both of you have built really strong programs, and I know that part of a strong program is building character in the guys that you're really teaching. I mean, you're playing football, but really you're teaching and you're building character. And so when you want to build a great program, I'm presuming you look to other great people for inspiration and coaching tips and maybe character tips and leading young people. Is that part of the deal?
I think that is the deal, actually, Bob. I think that's what we, you know, a football coach, you know, as I've heard, I've had five people in my life that have influenced me greatly as a football coach. My father was one because he was my high school football coach, Larry Corver, Ron Skipper, Jerry Staton, and obviously Coach Thomas from AP, because I've had I don't think it was just by chance that I got to be around those five guys in my life. I think God allowed me the opportunity to be around from them, learn from them, and then hopefully I can honor God and honor those men and what they try to do with young men and do the same thing then. Because I do think that it's about building character in young men, building the culture in your program so they can buy into it, the kids, the players, the parents, the community. And then, you know, then you can really do some neat stuff. And I really believe that Coach Thomas did that at AP and wherever he was. And I think just following that model, I think, is where it's at if you really want to be to build the program that you want to have in the long run and to continue that year after year after year. And so you're right. I don't think that's just part of it. I think it is the main emphasis. And then, you know, obviously we're to teach X's and O's and we want to play the game on Friday night. We want to win every game. There's no doubt about it. But when it's all said and done, one of Coach Thomas's favorite sayings was, you know, I'll tell you if these kids are successful 10 years from now. Not on what's going on Friday night, but 10 years from now, then I'll tell you if they're successful or not. And I thought that was a really neat quote, and I certainly use that with our kids in our program.
It's interesting because I feel like the media today, the current contemporary media, hates football and doesn't like football coaches. And my experience has been just the opposite. Football coaches have been the most generous, most openly sharing people I've ever met in my life. You know, when I was a young coach starting out, I'd go and call coaches up and say, can I come visit with you? Can I come watch you practice? Can I come learn from you? And they'd say, come on over. They would share exactly what they've done, exactly how they did it. I actually, the year that Coach Thomas was killed, I actually called him up. There's a, not so much now, but back in the day, there was a big clinic in Jefferson, Iowa every spring. It was in March. It was the same day as the girls' state tournament, actually. And almost every football coach in Iowa went. And so I knew, so this is like February, and I called Ed up and I said, hey, I wanna talk to you about buck sweep, because we were running buck sweep offense at that time. And he said, no problem. So he presented that to the clinic. I went to his presentation in Jefferson. I got asked to speak that day too. And I think Jay spoke that day too, believe it or not. But then we sat down for 2 hours afterwards, and he told me exactly how he runs his buck sweep, his whole offense. You know, he shared exactly, you know, verbatim what he did. So, and then your point, you know, everything about his program was an open book. So if you were a young coach and you wanted to learn, he was a great person. And so I'm always thankful for that, because most of us as now, you know, Jay and I are considering ourselves more older coaches now. But when that's how you learn. That's how you learn to be a coach, and that's how you learn to shape young men. So I had some of the same mentors. You know, I had a chance to coach with Coach Staton, had a chance to play and coach for Coach Skipper, had a chance to play or coach with Ed. But he was a guy that we all looked to in the profession as a mentor. And I think I would say probably most of the coaches in Iowa had his number in their cell phone. I mean, when Ed was killed, you know, I it took me 2 years to get his number out of my cell phone because I just couldn't do it, you know, because he's a guy I could call up any time or text him any time, and I knew he'd respond to me and give me an answer or give me his thoughts.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Pella Christian football coach Rich Kakmarinski, Pella football coach Jay McKinstry, and Christy Leonard with Central College. So Christy, you're pulling together an all-community reads event. Can you tell us just a little bit about it, where you're going to talk about the book, people are going to read The Sacred Acre, the Ed Thomas story. Tell us about the purpose behind your event.
Yeah, so the story of Ed Thomas is about building community, being a leader in your community, overcoming adversity, overcoming obstacles. And really, he didn't come out and verbalize and say, hey, I embrace the concept of holistic wellness, but he really lived out the values of holistic wellness. And we're looking to have the community come and join us in this endeavor, whether it be with just the book discussions and or with the culminating experience of Aaron Thomas coming. We're hoping that the community can learn from the story of Ed Thomas and learn to and how to become even more of a community. Pella is a great community, but what other lessons can we still learn and take from the life of him and all that he did and what his family is continuing to do? And he left a legacy, and what can we still do and learn from that in building character-filled youth, in building community, in looking at, he preached faith, family, football. How can we continue to build our faith? How can we continue to build on our family? And football is one mechanism and one way to do that. So hopefully we can help provide even more education about what wellness is and provide education about the history and the legacy of Ed Thomas and his family and to continue to build and strengthen our Pella community.
Can you lay out when the events are?
Sure. So we have four book discussions, and people do not necessarily have to read the book or own the book to come to discussions. They're welcome to come just to learn and to engage in conversation. The discussions happen on Monday, September 25th at 12 p.m., and that's at the Central College Geisler Library. Tuesday, September 26th at 7 p.m., which is at the Pella Public Library. We're back at Central College again on Wednesday, September 27th at 7 p.m. at Geisler Library. And then Thursday, September 28th at 12 noon, we're at the Pella Public Library again. And we'll have Pella Public Library and Central College Library staff and some students at Central leading those discussions. Very loosely structured, just an opportunity to engage in conversation about the story of Ed Thomas and the Sacred Acre. Then at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, October 4th, is the culminating presentation by Aaron Thomas, who is Ed Thomas's oldest son, and that's at the H.S. Kuiper Fieldhouse, and everyone is invited to that. We love to have all ages, all people who love football, don't necessarily get into football. It's not necessarily a football story. It's about a story of a man's life who chose to lead through football and really impact people through football, but he led and impacted people in a number of other ways as well, through education, through his church, through a community, being a community builder. And so again, his son is speaking on Wednesday, October 4th at 7 p.m. at the Kuiper Fieldhouse at Central College. And everyone is welcome. All ages, people who are interested in football, people who are not interested in football, because the great thing is he was a football coach, but it's not just a football story. It's really a story about life. And again, through the mechanism of football, a lot of his lessons were taught. But we're welcoming it to all in Pella, all in Marion County. If people want to come from Des Moines or from anywhere else, we're open to having everyone come.
Well, Jay, what do you think about this event? This seems like something sort of bigger than us all that we can all profit from.
I think we talk about that a lot in the way we do our football program. It's bigger than us. We want everybody to be involved. We want we like our community or our school or our parents and our kids and everybody, our families to all be involved. And I think this event sounds like a really neat event to try and get the community involved and everyone else involved. And as Christy was just saying, I just really feel like it's an event that, you know, that maybe can help whether you like football or not. And I think Cap would say the same thing. We like to use football as our tool to help develop young men. And I know Coach Thomas did that. And so whether you like football or not, I think this event can help hopefully make an awareness to, like as Christy said, you know, to look at your own life and see, you know, to learn what can we learn as a community or as people. And it seems like a really neat thing to get everybody involved in and centered around one man's story in his life and the great things that he did.
As I was just sitting here listening to Christy talk, you know, the thing that strikes me too is that I think Coach Thomas would have enjoyed this. You know, I think he took his teaching. Obviously, he had a passion for football. I mean, you can see it in his eyes. You can see everything. But I think he took his teaching very seriously. And I think his students in his classes, male and female, were just as important to him. In fact, I've read the book, and I'm looking forward to rereading it. But, you know, they profile some of the female students that he had and how he encouraged them in their pursuit of excellence, whether it be in sports or in their academics or whatever. And so I think, obviously, it's fall, it's football season, so this is a great time to, you know, rally around the football theme. But really, you know, I think the thing that strikes me about Coach Thomas is he was for everybody, you know. And so I think this is a great opportunity for everybody in our community to get involved behind excellence, get behind health. I mean, it just happens to be during football season, but I think Ed would be very, very proud of this.
Thanks to Coach Rich Kakmarinski, Coach Jay McKinstry, and Christy Leonard for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.